And speaking of Gavin Green, we do have him on the line right now. And Gavin, first off, what time is it there? Last time we talked, we only had you briefly because of the phone line situation, but it was like 1:30 in the morning. What time is it now?
Hey, it's 1:25 in the afternoon.
Oh, good. So we got you at a good time this time.
So, oh yeah, I'm fully awake. I don't feel dead.
In fact, Coach Milliken, the last time we talked to him, it was after one of his tournaments. He had just finished on Saturday, but it was Sunday at 1:30 in the morning, so he was ahead of us.
Yeah.
It was already Sunday where we were talking to him. Yeah. So this is a rare pleasure. But what's it like for you, Gavin, to represent the Olympics, and especially coming off of a second-place finish last week in the Asian Development Tour?
Oh, it's such a great experience, and it's such a great honor representing the country because, I only turned pro a year ago, where other players from my country had almost two years to the Olympics. On working on the world rankings, I only had a year, and I jumped about 500 spots on the world rankings, which is, huge in 1 year. And I was thankful I managed to do that, and here I am. I'm just enjoying the experience right now.
73, 74, and 72, your three-round scores, your plus six, tied for 51st in this tournament. All that aside, what does it mean to you just to be there and be competing for Malaysia?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, officially I can call myself an Olympian. I mean, that's pretty cool. I never actually thought about doing this. I never thought I could get to be in it, and here I am just being an Olympian, just enjoying hanging out with all these players. Oh, there's pretty big players here. I played Ricky today. That was pretty cool.
One more Joaquin Olympian athlete that he's trained in the in your workouts, Gavin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you become another Olympian for Joaquin's record books.
Well, I hope he likes that.
All those plate pushes got you all the way to Rio.
Definitely. Plate pushes, stadiums, and all those stuff.
That's right. How was it playing with Ricky Fowler today?
That was fun. He was, he went off that front nine. Minus six, he holed out on nine.
Yeah.
And I knocked it to a foot, and I missed a short putt. Great. But it's good because I never played with so many people following before.
Yeah.
The crowd was huge.
We're talking with Gavin Green, former Lobo golfer, now in the Olympics representing Malaysia. You talked to me earlier this week, Gavin, via Facebook, that this is the first time that you've played with so many just world-class athletes, and that's kind of a new experience for you. So touch on that.
It's only going to help me. I've played a lot with great players in college golf, and players here are obviously even better, but they're just more experienced, and it's great playing with Ricky and Song Chai. They're just super experienced, and we talk a little bit, and all they told me was just, it's just experience. You play bigger events, you get more comfortable with it. That's it.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your play, last week, a second place finish in the Asian Development Tour. Seems like you keep getting better and better. Explain your season. You're now at the top of the leaderboard in terms of money earned on the Asian Development Tour this year.
Yeah. Basically, I just got more comfortable. It's, it's kind of the same when I first got to college. It's kind of shaky that first year. Now a year has gone by, and I'm been playing on the ADT Tour for about a year now, and I've just become more comfortable, and I'm more comfortable in the position to win. Like Glenn has always been there with me when before almost every win, so he knows that when I'm in position to win, I just get more comfortable, and it's great. College makes a huge difference for me.
Gavin Green on the Olympic team for Malaysia, playing in Rio de Janeiro after three rounds. And explain the course, the differences. There's been a lot of talk about different species on the course and everything. What have you seen? And, just talk about the overall experience that you've experienced on the course and with the Olympics and with all the athletes in general.
Well, the course, it's kind of one of a kind. It kind of looks like a linkish kind of a course. But at the same time, people are saying they're Australian. So I've never played in Australia, and they were saying it's more Australian. So I'm guessing Australian courses are more like this. But you know, it's just something new to me. All of this is pretty new to me, you know, playing big players and this kind of conditions and, you know, a course like this. And, you know, hanging out with all of them, it's like a dream come true. It's just going to help my experience. It's going to help me get better. That's all I can say.
When you got there, when did you get there first off? And in terms of just the overall experience, did you get to go to any other events or has it been just all golf?
No, I got here on a Sunday. And I got a couple of days acclimatized. I was cool with that. I think I was just getting used to the amount of all the people around us, and you know, it's just a great experience being around here. And yeah, we went to like a swimming meet, we went to a soccer meet, we went to a weightlifting meet, and I think we're about to go to athletics pretty soon, so that'll be fun.